More than a dozen protesters were calling on the president to change his stance on a multitude of issues, but the majority of protesters were there to urge the president to ban the controversial gas drilling practice known as hydrofracking. Rita Yelda is with Food and Water Watch. She says they were hoping to get a chance to meet the president.
We're also asking that he reopen the investigation in Dimock, Pennsylvania. The EPA's own findings found water contamination in Pennsylvania, and instead of doing something about it, the EPA closed the case and told people there that their water is safe. There are people that still have brown water, foul-smelling water, and they have absolutely no recourse.
John Kievert drove from Rochester to Buffalo to join the group of fracking protesters. He says he wants the president to move away from using natural gas and towards renewables.
We have enough solar and wind to two or three times fill in the need of energy for the U.S. It's just a matter of investing in the technology to build the infrastructure. We applaud him for recognizing the importance of global warming, and we hope he will get something passed.
Another group on scene who didn't want to comment on tape were there to support the president's rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Garrett December with the Buffalo and International Action Center was there to urge the president to reduce America's role in the Middle East.
I would be telling him to get his bases and the military out of all of the countries around the world where they should not be, to stop bombing these countries and to stop sponsoring that kind of terrorism, because the world can do without it, and to put that money toward things here like universal health care and education.
Protesters didn't get their chance to see the president, who entered through a back entrance. The crowd drifted away as soon as they heard President Obama was inside Alumni Arena. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.